as far as I've known, you've always had your home phone number and home address listed in the phone book. Has that been true through all this?
It's been that way my whole career, and it's still that way, and I would never change it.
That's a snapshot of Rob Williams' personal philosophy. Throughout his 26-year career with the Springfield Police Department, he says he never felt he had anything to hide. He was volunteering for his daughter's school the day his reputation fell apart.
If I thought for 1 second those files were going to be shredded, if I thought all this was going to happen that day, there's no way, as the chief of police for the city of Springfield, I'd have been out coaching a middle school track meet. I'm calling. We barely have good reception because I'm out in the middle of a cornfield in Mount Pulaski, Illinois. There's no way that we would have been out there.
When did you think they would be shredded?
To me, when the order was given for something to be shred, that never meant shred them immediately. That meant that you could no longer use them.
The scandal that ended his career centered on the hasty destruction of internal affairs files, including one specifically requested under the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. Williams was intimately familiar with procedures of internal affairs, having worked in that division for about 6 years, at least half of that time as the IA supervisor. And whenever he got an order to expunge, here's what he did.
We would put the files in storage, and as we got a chance to do it, those files would then be destroyed by a civilian. Usually it took anywhere from 30 to 60 days. Now, we would never use it, but we took our time as far as when we actually shred it or whatever else.
But could they have been offered up in response to a FOIA?
No, because technically they would have been considered destroyed. That's okay. My interpretation, because once we block them out, we couldn't use them, so no one could use them. But that's my interpretation, which could be completely wrong. And that's why we needed to go to the courts.
Last month, when the state police wrapped up its investigation, the agency released more than 800 pages of documents, plus recordings of a dozen interviews. This evidence shows Williams and city attorneys struggling to adjust to the state's new Sunshine Law, which made government documents more accessible to the public. Springfield had already lost two court cases based on the new law when a young blogger filed a FOIA request for all the internal affairs files in the police department. But to the ambitious officers in the upper ranks, only one file mattered, Cliff Buescher's, because he was second in command.
Things had already sucked for me personally at the department since all this happened, even though I don't feel I did anything wrong. But yet, here Cliff gets promoted to deputy chief.
That's Lieutenant Kurt Banks telling state police why he filed a FOIA requesting Buescher's file. Banks was one of the four top cops enjoying a father-son fishing trip in 2008 when Buescher got drunk and started shooting. Buescher was demoted at SPD, but over the next 5 years, he worked his way back up. His former buddies felt their careers stagnated. Chief Williams says he was aware of their interest in Buescher's file and asked that it not be sent to the shredder.
I repeatedly told him that even though it's eligible to be destroyed, this file definitely should not be destroyed.
Jeanette Wittendorf, the assistant city attorney who was advising Springfield Police at the time, heard Williams make this request during a meeting with Corporation Counsel Mark Cullen. She told state police investigators that Buescher also was present and agreed.
Well, on April 25th, Cliff Buescher's name came up in a meeting in Cullen's office. And Chief Williams said, you know, we're going to get some grief for Buescher's file being in there. And, you know, why don't we pull it? Buescher's like, I don't have a problem with that.
You can hear more of my conversation with Williams and highlights from the state police files on our website, wuis.org. I'm Dusty Rhodes.